game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Biloxi Shuckers baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Sunday and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from Madison, Alabama in Philadelphia. Get set for first pitch against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. First pitch scheduled for 2:35. That comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
I'll take set on a Sunday afternoon. I'm JP Blake, and we're joined for today's pregame interview by the pitching coach of a pitching staff that's been one of the best in minor league baseball this week, Will Shearholz. Will, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
How's it been this week? It's been a fun week for the pitching staff. A lot of strikeouts and a lot of fun.
Absolutely. The guys have done a really good job. I've been really impressed with specifically a lot of the bullpen guys that have come in and pretty much dominated the opposing lineup. So it's been a good feeling knowing I've got some guys out there that are going to come in and get some strikeouts when we need it.
What's it been like, too, with how good the starting staff has been? But like you said, the bullpen's been real good. Yesterday, you had Robbie Baker come in, got six outs, five of them via the strikeout.
It's been awesome. I got a lot of faith in a lot of those guys out in the bullpen. Definitely have some experience with some of those guys from last season being in Appleton with them. But it just makes my job a lot easier knowing I'm going to have a guy that can come in, throw the ball over the plate, and get a big punch out when we need it.
What's it been like working with a lot of guys this year in AA that you worked with last year in your time in Appleton with the Timber Rattlers?
It's been awesome. It makes my job a lot easier. Just having a little bit of background on a lot of these guys. I'd say about half the pitching staff I had last year in Appleton at one point or another. And a guy like Justin Jarvis, who I had for the majority of last year and I have this year, got a great relationship with a guy like him, and we work really well together. So just makes my job a little bit easier knowing that I've already had that previous relationship with those guys, and I've got that background, and I know what they need to do to be successful.
And with Jarvis, he's been unbelievable this year. A 10 strikeout game last night, sixth time in his career he's had 10 plus strikeouts. What makes a guy like him so good on the hill and so far this year so unhittable?
Well, first of all, the great thing about Justin is when the lights turn on and you got fans in the stands, like, he feeds off that energy. He's a great competitor. He's always going to take the ball and always be ready to go. But the raw stuff, his stuff is so good. It's 94-95 for the entire outing. He holds velo, ton of ride on the heater, really good split, which he developed actually midway through last year. So it's still a relatively new pitch for him, but he's getting a ton of swing and miss on it. And then a really solid slider and curveball that he can drop in for a strike at any time. But you're seeing now the last couple years with Jarvis, him really start to mature, learn how to pitch, and he's just been absolutely dominant. He overpowers opposing lineups.
On the other end of the experience side of things, you have the veteran Tobias Myers, which it's a young team, one of the youngest in AA. The veteran Tobias is what, like 24, 25 years old? But he's had a great bounce back year so far. What's been the thing that's made him return back to his 2021 self on the hill?
Yeah, Tobias is great, man. And he seems a lot older than he actually is. He's still only 24 years old, so he's probably on the younger end of the spectrum in this league, which is pretty crazy because he's been around so long. But the big thing for him was just letting him get back to being himself. You know, a lot of the other orgs that he was with tried to make some pretty major adjustments with him. We just let him kind of do his own thing, find his groove, and he's getting back to just pitching confidently, using the fastball a lot, which the velocity on the fastball has gone way up this year compared to last year. I mean, his last start, he was up to 97, even had a 98 on the gun, which was awesome to see. But on top of all of that, the kid is extremely smart, and he is an absolute leader on this pitching staff, and he's a great guy to have in the clubhouse.
How important is that to have that leader on the pitching staff and a guy who's pitched in this league before in the same division with Montgomery, so he's been to pretty much every ballpark, knows how they play, knows a lot about how these opposing organizations are going to stack their lineup?
It's huge. It's huge to have a guy like that on the staff. When you put him with other guys like Jarvis, who he came up here at the end of last year, but he only made four starts, and you put him with Carlos Rodriguez, 21 years old, first year in AA, only made, I don't know, six or seven starts in high A last year, so he almost even skipped that level. You need a guy like that to kind of stabilize your staff and teach these young guys some things. And he's, you know, what's awesome is he's actually, he's throwing partners with Abner Uribe, and he's kind of showing Abner Uribe how to be a pro each and every day, which has been fun to see.
Speak of Abner Uribe, what's it like having a guy on your staff that throws 102 miles an hour?
It's pretty fun, honestly. When I can just sit here in the dugout and I know every time he goes out there, it's going to be something exciting with some velo. it's a lot of fun to watch. And the most interesting thing about him is, like, everybody talks about the fastball, 102 mile per hour fastball, which is awesome. But his best pitch is the slider. And nobody really talks about it or gives it enough credit. But he's throwing 90 mile per hour sliders that he can land in zone and expand with in two strike counts. And when he does that, it's almost game over for any opposing hitter.
Well, and how important is it with the whole tunneling aspect of pitches to have a fastball that comes in at 102, but then a slider that cuts off of that at 90 miles an hour, where that's some guy's fastball speed?
It's huge. It's huge for him because a lot of these guys are swinging ball out of hand because they're trying to be on time for a fastball. So if you can throw the slider anywhere close, it's pretty much going to be a swing and a miss for Uribe. So helping him to understand, like, hey, we need to keep throwing that slider because guys are just swinging right out of the hand against you, is going to be big for him to continue to string together some really good outings here.
Well, Will, it's been a blast watching the staff so far. Thanks so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it.
Shuckers and Trash Pandas get underway at 2:35. That was today's pregame interview with the pitching coach, Will Shearholtz. What an incredible amount of insight, especially into Abner Uribe. A 90-mile-an-hour slider is one thing, but having it as your best pitch when you also throw 102 miles an hour is quite something special from the flamethrower out of the back end of the Shuckers bullpen. Let's get to today's starting pitching matchup. Mason Urla goes for the Rocket City Trash Pandas. They've switched to now a six-man rotation as we enter the third week of the season. Urla 1-0 with a 1.93 ERA in two starts, 9 1/3 innings pitched, 5 walks, and 15 strikeouts. On the other side of things, the Shuckers go with the lefty Adam Semenaris, who makes his second start of the series. He started on Tuesday, makes his third start of the year, 0-2, with a 10.80 ERA and 8 1/3 innings, trying to bounce back after about 5 runs and 3 2/3 in this series opener. We'll take a break for the national anthem. This has been this afternoon's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch comes your way next in the series finale from the Rocket City.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing, during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
His 2-2 offer is swung on and missed, and Nick Bennett, a new career high.
In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay.
He leaps out, and he makes the catch and a dive.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Swung through and missed. It's a new career high for Victor Castaneda.
Home run.
Durio swings and hammers this one to right.
Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it, 7-6!
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for First Pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Happy Sunday and welcome inside Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama for the series finale between the 8-6 Biloxi Shuckers and the 8-6 Rocket City Trash Pandas. Javik Blake alongside with you throughout the afternoon as Mason Erla takes the hill for the Trash Pandas against the Shuckers lineup that was dominant yesterday in a doubleheader sweep over the Trash Pandas. Their first doubleheader sweep since back in early August of 2022. Shuckers won game one 12-4, won game two 8-0. Erla trying to reverse a trend that saw, well, just a tough day yesterday for the Trash Pandas pitching staff. They walked 16 Shuckers and hit five of them. Erla this year, a 1-0 record with a 1.93 ERA. That was a kid yelling play ball at the top of her lungs to get things started. 9 3rd innings pitched. She's walked 5, struck out 15. And opponents hitting .229 against him. Isaac Collins leads things off for the Shuckers. Jackson Churio bats second. Tyler Black in the 3 spot. Xavier Warren bats fourth. Erla, the 6'4" righty with the bright red glove, fires home the first pitch, and it's fouled away. We're off and running on a Sunday afternoon in Madison, Alabama. First pitch time at 2:37 on a gray and cloudy day here in northern Alabama. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses inside. Count evens up 1-1. First pitch weather, 54 degrees and cloudy. Coldest first pitch temperature of the year for the Shuckers. 1-1 delivery. Collins takes a curveball inside. Count goes to 2-1. Right now the wind gently blowing out to left at 5 mph. Erla delivers. Collins swings and smacks it on the ground. Couple of hops to Jose Gomez, who plays second this afternoon. Fires to Tucker Flint at first. And Collins is retired for the first down. Let's get the defensive alignment for Rocket City, who for the first time this series are rocking their military alternate jerseys. Bryce Teodosio is in left, Jeremiah Jackson in center, Orlando Martinez in right, third to first around the infield, Kevin Maiton, Kyron Paris, Jose Gomez, and Tucker Flint with Edgar Caro behind the plate. First pitch, the righty Jackson Churio misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Churio had himself quite the day yesterday between both ends of the doubleheader. Went 4-for-8, 1-0 delivery. Called strike in the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Churio's average up to .237 on the year. He's driven in 11, 1-1 delivery. Churio takes a strike right in the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. But the big thing for Churio yesterday was the ability to just get base hits. 1-2 pitch from Erla. Swing and a miss. Curveball that tumbles down out of the zone at 83. Churio's retired for the second out. Puts up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. Two up, two down for Erla. Now brings up, guy was featured on the Brewers website this morning. Tyler Black, left-handed bat. First pitch from the righty Erla. Fastball misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Black's reached base in every game he's played this year. He's played in 12, reached base in 12 with a .442 OBP. 1-0 delivery. Black takes a strike right in the inside corner. The count evens up. Brewers beat reporter Adam McCalvey wrote a great piece on Black as part of his farm notes this morning. 1-1 delivery. Up and away. Count goes to 2-1. Booted what really was a great quote from some of the big wigs in Milwaukee for the Brewers. The pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 3-1. Tom Flanagan, Brewers Vice President of Player Operations and Baseball Administration, was talking about Black and said, it's a great thing this year to get him off to a hot start. The pitch up and away, ball four, and he works a lot. That's 13 in a row he's reached. And that was the main subject of the quote. Best thing about him is the strike zone discipline, Flanagan said. Doesn't really go into slumps, and that's what he takes pride in at the plate. What Flanagan really attributes the hot start to the year. Man on first with two outs. Switch hitting Xavier Warren up. Top of the first inning. Scoreless in the Rocket City. First pitch from Erla. Line drive. Cued right over Maiton's head at third. Black touches second. Teodosio picks it up. Warren a hard turnaround first. But he stays put. Black to third. Warren to first. Now runners in the corners with two outs for Lamar Sparks. If we learned anything from yesterday, sometimes you don't need to hit it hard to get a base hit. Tyler Black yesterday got two hits between the two games of the doubleheader. He was 0-for-4 when he fully swung. On check swings, where he accidentally made contact and put it into play, he was 2-for-2. Righty Sparks in the box. First pitch to him. Misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Warren, by the way, that single extends his hit streak to 6 straight. He's now also reached base in 13 in a row. One-oh delivery to Sparks. Misses away. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sparks this year hitting 222 with a 429 OBP. Warren off first. Erla delivers home. Up and in, almost gets it. Count goes to 3 balls and 0 strikes. That's very much evident of what happened yesterday for Lamar Sparks at the plate. The Trash Pandas are consistent in trying to pitch inside. They've almost hit him a couple of times. They've nabbed him a couple. 3-0 delivery. Stands there. Doesn't even take the bat off his shoulder. It's called strike one in the outside corner. Shuckers yesterday drew 16 walks and scored 20 runs in the doubleheader. 17 hits, 16 walks, and they were hit 5 times. So a whole lot of base runners. Check back to first. Warren lunges back to the bag. Count at 3 balls and 1 strike to the righty Sparks. He's drawn 5 walks this series. Erla peeks a look at first, now fires home. Swing and a miss from Sparks. The count goes full with 2 outs. Warren at first will be off with the pitch. Shuckers looking for some first inning runs. Be their first since they scored 2 on Wednesday in a 7-1 win. In game 2 of the series. Erla fires, Warren off to second. The pitch is up the outside corner. Second walk of the day by Erla. The 6th walk drawn by Sparks of this series. And they're loaded up for Freddy Zamora. Talk about a guy who's swinging a hot bat. The guy who right now digs into the right-handed batter's box. Yesterday's doubleheader went 4-for-6 with a home run, drove in 6. Steps in, hitting 265 on the season, 2 homers, 10 driven in, 475 OBP. Bases loaded with 2 outs, top of the first inning, still scoreless. First pitch, called strike one, right on the inside corner. The Shuckers with the bases loaded enter today with maybe the weirdest slash line you're ever going to see. As a team, they're 3-for-17. That's a 176 average. But yet they have a 500 OBP. The 0-1 delivery misses down low. Count evens up 1-1. And the reason why, they have a 500 OBP for a team who's hitting 176 with the bases loaded is they've drawn 10 bases loaded walks, by far the most out of any team in AA. Used a couple yesterday. Pitch home. Zamora taps it foul. Now goes to 1-2. It's a team that also comes in today with a 414 OBP with runners in scoring position. That's tops in Double A. 500 OBP, sixth out of all teams in Double A. It's an impressive start to the year. The 1-2 delivery. Zamora takes away. Count evens up 2-2. Shuckers in their last offensive inning in game two of the doubleheader scored four runs without a hit, thanks to six walks in the seventh inning between Colton Ingram and Eric Torres. 2-2 delivery from Erla. Down in the dirt. Caro blocks it up and the count goes full. Pitch count's getting lengthy right now for Erla. It was his 25th pitch of the inning. For a Shuckers team that has maybe the best plate discipline in the Southern League, got to throw one over the plate. Everybody will be off. Bases loaded with two outs. Pitch to Zamora. Up high, ball four. There's the 11th bases loaded walk of the year for the Shuckers, and they lead it 1-0. Black comes home, Warren to third, Sparks to second, Zamora to first with his 11th RBI of the year. And that brings up Carlos Rodriguez from the left side and also brings out the pitching coach, Michael Wirtz. The Shuckers in their last two offensive innings. That goes back to the seventh inning of the game last night. They've now scored five runs on one hit, which is less impressive than the six runs they scored on one hit in the second inning of game one of yesterday's doubleheader. It's been a struggle up and down the pitching staff right now for Rocket City to just put it in the zone. Bases loaded for Carlos Rodriguez. Comes into today with a seven-game hit streak. With the bases loaded, Shuckers lead it 1-0, two outs, top of the first. The righty Erla fires to the lefty Rodriguez, and he takes low, ball one. Rodriguez, the Shuckers leader in average at 300. Because he's hit 423 over his last seven games. 1-0 delivery. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. And already, the Trash Pandas bullpen is up, and it's Dakota Donovan who's up. He allowed four runs in an inning in game one yesterday. 2-0 delivery. Swing and a miss from Rodriguez. Count goes to 2-1. Warren at third, Sparks at second, Zamora at first. The 2-1 pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back, and the count evens up. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Just underway here in the top of the first. Erla about to throw his 31st pitch of the inning. Kicks and fires home. Rodriguez takes off the inside corner, and it's another full count. Everybody will be off and running. The Shuckers have already drawn one bases loaded walk today. Erla fires, the runners go. Rodriguez swings and rolls it on the ground to first. Tucker Flint, the first baseman, grabs it, underhands to Erla, and that ends the inning. Erla dances out of trouble. Limits the Shuckers to one run on one hit, no errors, and three runners left on base. Adam Seminaris goes to the hill. Shuckers lead it 1-0. This is Bloxy Shuckers Baseball on the Bloxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05, and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Bottom of the first inning, Biloxi Shuckers already lead it 1-0 thanks to their 11th bases loaded walk of the year. And they send Adam Seminaris to the hill for his second start in a row. Where he comes out, the Shuckers lead it 1-0. They led 1-0 on Tuesday. Seminaris' first start of the series. He makes his second, 0-2 with a 10.80 ERA. Two starts, 8 1/3 innings pitched. The strikeout numbers have been there. He struck out 13. The only problem is the walks and the hits have been up this year. Five walks. He's allowed 14 hits, and opponents are hitting 368 against him. Tyron Paris first up. The lefty Seminaris delivers. This one hammered in the air. Deep to right center field. Churio watches, and it's gone. One pitch in the bottom of the first inning. The Trash Pandas tied up on Paris's third home run of the year. Paris touches home. Fastball high in the zone, and Paris jumped all over it. Switch hitting Edgar Caro now up. Digs in from the right side, and the second pitch of the afternoon misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Caro bats second. Tucker Flint bats third. Orlando Martinez behind him. Seminaris fires home. Line drive, base hit in the left field. Rest of the order, Jeremiah Jackson, Kevin Maiton, Jose Gomez, Aaron Whitefield, and Bryce Teodosio. Starting to feel like one of these afternoons where offense is not going to come at a premium. Shape it up to be a run-scoring bonanza here at Toyota Field. The pitch out. Fastball called strike one. Flint in from the left side. He's had a great series. 5-for-15. Caro off first. Tied at one. The pitch. Curveball. Just nub foul right in front of home plate. Count goes to 0-2. Seminaris on the mound stands at 6 feet tall, 191 pounds. 24-year-old out of Panoma, California. Delivers the 0-2 pitch. Line drive foul. Heat-seeking missile on the third base side. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Tyler Black, third baseman, runs all the way out to grab it. Netting goes pretty high up, deflected off of it, skittered back out. Isaac Collins, who's in left, didn't quite see it. Black can run over, help him out. Shuckers infield shifts over. Zamora, short, couple steps to his right. Same with Black at third. 0-2 delivery. Fastball, fouled off. Flint fouled it off the ground and then right into the inside of his right thigh. Not a fun place to get. Steps back in. Count at no balls and two strikes. Caro off first. Nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Seminaris fires. Foul back. We'll do it again. On to the sixth pitch of the at-bat. Fouled off five in a row. The pitch. Slider in the dirt. Good job by the catcher, Wes Clark, to block it up. Now goes to one ball and two strikes. Let's quickly set the defense for you. Isaac Collins in left. Jack Centurio in center. Luis Rodriguez in right. Tyler Black plays third. Freddy Zamora at short field. Guerrero at second. Dot up the middle. Xavier Warren at first. And Wes Clark behind the plate. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball right side of the infield. Warren, the first baseman, grabs it, beats the Seminaris a long way to first. And Fluke beats it out. Seminaris thought he had him. An infield dribbler puts runners on first and second. Still nobody out. Brings up the left-handed Orlando Martinez. Right now, this is shaping up to be a lot like how Tuesday's game started. The Shuckers got one in the top of the first and a Tyler Black homer. And then Rocket City from there exploded for a 9-2 win. A long look by Seminaris. He now steps off. Caro at second. Flint at first. One run already in on the Kyron Paris homer. Seminaris fires. Curveball. Numbed in the air towards center field. Drops down for a base hit. Churio picks it up. Caro gets the hold sign. I've already tried to test Churio's arm once this series, and it went over very poorly. Churio threw at the runner by about 15 feet. While we get a moment, let's get 10 seconds for station identification. Alexi Shuckers, we're here now.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Bases loaded, nobody out, tied at one in the bottom of the first inning between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. David Blake back with you. Lefty Adam Seminaris fires his pitch and it misses inside of the right-handed hitting Jeremiah Jackson. Still nobody out. Four batters have come up to the plate. All of them have tallied a hit. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses away. Goes to 2-0. Jackson just 2-for-26 on the year. Batting average of just 77. 2-for-14 this series. 2-0 delivery. Misses inside. Goes to 3 balls and no strikes. In this situation, sort of the advanced numbers tell you that throughout baseball history, you're expected to get around 2.5 runs. The 3-0 delivery. Ground ball back up the middle. Shortstop Zamora grabs it, throws on the run, only play to first, and retires Jackson. Caro comes home, and it's 2-1 Rocket City. And that's a good play to make right there. Jackson's fourth RBI of the year. He's up the switch hitting Kevin Maiton on the right side. The important thing is when it's expected that the other team with the bases loaded and nobody out will get around 2.5 runs, anything less is a win. First pitch from the lefty Seminaris misses up and away to Maiton. Now goes to 1-0. Martinez at second, Flynn at third. 2-1 Trash Pandas, bottom of the first inning. Maiton hitting just 136 this year. Seminaris fires. Fastball. Called strike on the inside corner. Cat evens up 1-1. This has the feeling of a big situation right now. Yes, it's only the first inning. This Rocket City offense gets going and puts up a 4-spot or a 5-spot. This could get ugly quick. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Right now of your Seminara. She'd love a strikeout. First base is open. Runners at second and third. Rocket City up 2-1. Infield comes in. Seminara's fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 89. Mike Dunn's retired for the second out. It's a big pitch right there from the lefty. Now up comes the righty, Jose Gomez. Runners at second and third. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. Seminara's come set at the belt. The pitch home. Misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Gomez this year hitting 233, 324 OBP. The pitch home. Taps foul. Count evens up 1-1. I always remember the old adage from former Braves pitcher Greg Maddux when asked, when maneuvering through a lineup, how do you pick and choose your outs? 1-1 pitch. Lift in the air, out towards left. Collins drifts back. Settles under it, makes the catch. Seminaris, back half of the order where only one guy is batting above 200, finds three outs. In the inning, though, two runs on four hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. After one, Rocket City 2, Biloxi 1. Shockers Baseball continues in a moment.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Under strapped in for run scoring bands. Three runs scored already between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. And at the top of the second inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Jim McBlake along with you. Mason Erla in his bright red glove out to the mound. Delivers home to the right-handed hitting Wes Clark. Ripples it foul, third base side. Front goes now 1-1. Shuckers got one run off of one hit and three walks from Erla in the first. Then a Trash Panda staff that struggled to find the zone the last 24 hours. The pitch, curveball misses low. Count evens up 1-1. Between the two games of the doubleheader yesterday, they walked 17 Shuckers. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, back up the middle. Second baseman Gomez grabs it, fires to first, and retires Clark by a couple of feet. Brings up the right-handed hitting Felix Valerio. One out, top of the second. Rocket City leads it 2-1. Check that. They walked 16 yesterday. Three walks today. They've walked 19 batters since the start of game one of yesterday's doubleheader. First pitch to the righty Valerio. Fouls it back. Kemp goes down 1-1. Valerio, 2-for-18 on the year. Still looking for his first hit of the series. A one delivery. Fastball stares at it on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. But the big thing for Valerio is he's been able to find ways to get on base. He's drawn 4 walks this series. Erla fires. Misses away. Count goes to 1-ball-2-strikes. Erla kicks and fires. Misses away. Count evens up. 2-ball-2-strikes. Top of the order on deck. Erla fires. Fastball off the outside corner, and the count goes full. Count throw his 40th pitch of the afternoon already. One out the top of the second. Fires home. Swing and a line drive. One hops Maiton at third. Spins, fires the first. And a good play from Maiton retires Valerio for the second out. Almost ate him up, but he took a step back, which is everything you learn as an infielder. Backhanded it, spun, fired to first. Got Valerio by a few steps. That brings up the switch hitting Isaac Collins, who's 0-for-1 today. 2-1 Trash Pandas, top of the second inning with 2 outs. First pitch from Erland. Fastball, called strike 1. Collins, a switch hitter, who's in from the left side. Batting 182 on the season. A 1 delivery. Curveball misses inside. Count evens up 1-1. But he has a 379 OBP. That's been a big thing for the Shuckers this year. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and nubs it. Out towards short. Harris barely snags it right before he hits the ground. 1-2-3 inning for Early here in the second. Retired 4 in a row since that RBI walk. Brings us to the bottom of the second inning. 2-1 Rocket City. Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Continues in a moment.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
For Rocket City. First pitch, misses low. Left-handed Adam Seminars. Underway here in the second inning. Trash Pandas lead it 2-1. Pitch home. Swing and a miss at a fastball. 88 miles an hour. Count evens up. 1-ball-1-strike. Whitefield this year hitting 161. He's had a good series. 3-for-10. The pitch misses up high. Count goes to 2-1. Seminars allowed 4 straight hits to start the ball game in the first. Tied the next 3 in order. 2-1 delivery. Up high. Count Goes to three balls and one strike. And for Seminaris, the first inning's usually not where he finds much trouble. It's usually that third time through the order that gets him. 3-1 delivery. Fastball. Called strike two at the letters. Count goes full. Coming in today, he had allowed 10 runs on the year. 7 of the 10 came in the fourth and the fifth inning. 3-2 delivery. Fastball off the outside corner. Ball four. Second straight inning. The leadoff man's been on for Rocket City. Bryce Ocio comes up in the bottom of the order. Checkers trail it 2-1. Seminaris fires. Lifts it in the air. Foul. First base side out of play. Count goes down 1-1. Teodosio this year hitting 189. It's 1-for-13 in the series with 9 strikeouts. Lefty checks back to first. Looping pickoff back. Whitefield's back in plenty of time. Seminaris was acquired this offseason by the Brewers organization. Came over in the Hunter Renfro trade. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high. Count goes to 0-2. So for the second time this week, Seminaris, who used to be a Trash Panda, had 7 starts and 8 appearances with them last year. Check back to first. Whitefield scampers on back. Warren. Whitefield was way back by the time Warren had the ball. Grabbed it out of his glove, kind of touched it to his forearm with a smile and tossed it on back. Seminaris making a start back in his old ballpark. Whitefield dances off the bag. Now off to second. The pitch, swing and a miss. The throw to second. Wide. Good job by Felix Valerio. He went across the bag and dove to keep it in front of him. Make sure the ball didn't go into center. Whitefield steals second. It's the 7th stolen base allowed by the Shuckers this year. One out now for the top of the order in Kyren Paris. Runner in scoring position. Rocket City leads it 2-1. Half the runs came on one swing of the bat from Paris. Solo shot back an inning ago. First pitch, curveball, swing and a miss. Bounces in the dirt. It goes down 1-1. That Paris home run. That was on the first pitch from Seminaris today. Lefty fires. Check swing and a wave and a miss. Went about halfway around and just held the bat that angle the rest of the way through. No balls and 2 strikes with 1 out. Whitefield off second. 2 strikeouts today for Seminaris. Whitefield creeps off the bag. The pitch home. Fastball called strike 3 on the outside corner. Third strikeout today from Seminaris. The Shuckers pitching staff that struck out a ton of Trash Pandas this weekend. Their 69th strikeout of the series. Brings up the switch hitting Edgar Caro with 2 outs and a runner on second. Rocket City leads it 2-1. Those strikeouts have been crazy this week for the Biloxi Shuckers. First pitch to Caro. Fastball. Called strike 1 on the inside corner. Over the first 5 games of the series, the Shuckers staff has averaged 15.2 strikeouts per 9 innings. That's by far the best in AA by over a strikeout. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses away. count evens up 1-1. And even if you just include the total number, the Shockers have played four less innings than anyone else because they played a doubleheader, two seven-inning games. They still have the third most strikeouts out of any staff in minor league baseball, with 66 coming into that. Check back to second, Valerio a tag. Whitefield back in time. There are about four or five different numbers to describe the same thing. The Shuckers pitching staff this week has been incredibly dominant on the strikeout side of things. 1-1 delivery. Curveball. That's the inside corner for strike two. Maybe the most astounding number outside of the strikeouts per nine is that they've struck out almost 40% of the batters that they've faced this week. Seminars trying to strike out final three batters in the inning. The 1-2 pitch, up and in. It goes to 2-2. Seminars stares in, count it 2-2 with two outs. Whitefield big lead off second. Pitch home. Swing and line drive in right field for a base hit. Whitefield wheels around third. Rodriguez throws it in. And it's an RBI single for Edgar Caro, his 10th RBI of the year. And it's 3-1 Trash Pandas. Brings up the lefty Tucker Flynn. Now five hits today from Rocket City. All five have come from the top four guys in the order. Two outs and a man on. Pitch home. Flint rolls over at first base side. Warren grabs it. Underhands to Seminaris, who caps the bag. Almost tumbles over first base umpire Macon Hammond. Just gets out of the way. And that ends the inning. In the inning, though. One run, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 3-1 Rocket City after two. Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network continues in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
From Toyota Field, David Blake back with you. Mason Erla back on the hill for Rocket City. After a tough first inning where he walked three and allowed a run, he's been good ever since a bases loaded walk to Freddie Zamora that drove in the only run of the day for the Shuckers. He's retired four straight, including a 1-2-3 second inning. Now faces the righty Jackson Churio, who leads off the third inning. Churio 0-for-1 today with the strikeout. Brady Urlich kicks and fires. Swing and lifted in the air. First base side foul territory. Flint ranges over. Runs out of room. Gets off the inning. Count goes down 1. Urlich spent all of 2022 with Rocket City. 82 innings and 16 starts. Drafted in the 17th round out of Michigan State. Delivers the 0-1 pitch. Fastball. Called strike 2 in the outside corner. Native of Bay City, Michigan. That's probably why he's not wearing an undershirt right now. This is nice spring weather up in Michigan. The 0-2 delivery. Churio takes away. Goes to 1-2. Stands in at 6'4", 230 pounds. 1-2 delivery. Churio swings and rolls it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Paris runs it backhanded and smacks off his forearm. Churio reaches. Second hit of the day for Biloxi. The fifth. Last 10 at-bats for Jackson Churio. Leadoff man gets on. Tying run to the plate. Tyler Black. Walked and came around to score in the first inning. First pitch from Erwin. Black takes away. Count goes to 1-0. Churio's starting to flash the speed a bit as well. Built 2 bases yesterday. Creeps up first. Has the oven mitt in his left hand. 1-0 delivery. Black swings, and it's a towering fly ball to center. Only problem is it's staying in the yard. Jackson under it makes the catch. That's the fourth time in the last day that Tyler Black's had a hard hit ball and hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark. Did it 3 times yesterday. 3 flyouts to center where it's 400. Here at Toyota Field, it's just 326 down the lines. Man on first with 1 out. Switch inning Xavier Warren steps in from the left side. Chuckers trail it 3-1. First pitch. Warren takes strike 1. Warren singled back in the first inning. Lined 1 through the left side. Erland nods and fires. Warren takes a strike at the knees. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Boost 0-2. The righty sets. Deep breath, fires home. Warren tags it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. Check back to first. Churio's back in time. Flint jumps over Churio. Grabbed it, and his momentum took him out towards right field with a leap over Churio's legs to make sure he didn't tumble over. Takes his lead off first. Erla sets the belt. Now the pitch. Warren takes up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Big thing to watch for right now with Erla is that pitch count. Just through his 54th pitch of the afternoon, just in the third inning. He's thrown at least 80 pitches in his first 2 games, but hasn't gotten to 90 yet. Pitch, swing, and a miss from Warren. Curveball in the outside corner. His second strikeout of the day, second out of the inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting, Lamar Sparks. Sparks walked back in the first inning. Represents the tying run. First pitch. Fouls it off. Count goes down 1. With that strikeout, Brunley's now retired 6 of the last 7 batters he's faced. Mercurio single, the only one to get on since Zamora had a bases loaded walk in the first. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a ground ball right to short. Harris grabs it, goes to second, that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 2.5, Rocket City 3, Biloxi 1. We're back after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bottom of the third inning. Middle of the order up for Rocket City. They lead it 3-1 on a Sunday afternoon. Lefty Adam Seminaris comes home, and it's a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Seminaris so far will have 3 runs on 5 hits and a homer. 0-1 delivery. Ground ball right side of the infield. Couple of hops to the second baseman. Valeria fires to Warren at first. And that retires Martinez for the first out. Reminder fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Join in, let us know where you're listening from this afternoon at 601-514-0776. That's 601-514-0776. First pitch from Seminaris is tagged in the air towards right. Rodriguez comes on and makes the catch on the run for the out. Two outs, nobody on. 3-1 Rocket City. Switching in Kevin Maiton comes up. First pitch from Seminaris. It's a slider in for strike one. Maiton struck out swing in the first. The pitch home, swing and a miss. The count quickly moves to no balls and 2 strikes. You'll see this with Seminaris. He starts getting a lot of strikes. Things start going well. He'll speed up on the mound. The pitch home. Slider misses inside. Now goes to 1-2. And you'll see that with a lot of pitchers. When things are going well, they'll start speeding up. Things aren't going as well, they'll slow down a bit. 1-2 delivery. Called strike three right on the inside corner with a fastball. Maiton strikes out for the second time today. And that is the 70th strikeout from Shuckers pitching in the series. 1-2-3 inning in the third. We head to the top of the fourth. Shuckers trail it 3-1. Let's see Shuckers baseball. continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Network. Mason Erwa back to the hill for Rocket City. Freddie Zamora, the guy who leads things off for the Shuckers. First pitch from the righty Erwa to the righty Zamora. It's a fastball called strike on the outside corner. Erwa allowed one run in the first, and since then he's retired seven of the last eight. And one delivery. Zamora swings and rockets it, but right to Maiton at 30. Bobbles it, spins, fires to first. Just in time. Beat Zamora by a half step. Good recovery for Maiton. Ground ball right to him, then bobbled it. Able to pick it back up and beat out Zamora, who's hard charging down the line. Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. One out, nobody on. First pitch. Swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count goes down and one. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and hammers this one deep to left field. Teodosio back and hangs over to the warning track and makes the catch. On a different day, Rodriguez might have put it out. The only problem was no wind today. Really need to get into one to get one out of here. Two up, two down in the fourth inning. Brings up the right-handed hitting, Wes Clark. First pitch from Erwa. Swing and a miss. Keep those 2-1. Shuckers so far, one run on just two hits. Erwa fires home. Swing and a ground ball, couple of hops, left side of the infield. Paris the shortstop, gets it, fires the first. And a 1-2-3 inning from Erwa. Ends the top half of the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Shuckers trail it 3-1 after 3.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers trail it 3-1 against Rackett City. Jose Gomez leads it off against the left-handed starter Adam Seminaris for the Shuckers. And the first pitch is fouled off with a bunt attempt. The count goes to 0-1. Seminaris right now, retired four in a row, five of the last six batters at the plate. Doing a good job limiting the damage since Rackett City scored three runs in the first two innings. The pitch, up and in. Count evens up, 1-1. The other important thing is his pitch count. Delivers home, lifted high in the air, deep out to left. Collins goes back towards the wall in left, leaps and makes the catch against the wall. A great defensive play from Collins. Almost ran out of room, but takes away a hit from Jose Gomez. First out of the inning. Gives us a chance to look at the Old Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Pitch to Whitefield, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1 on the righty. Top of the eighth inning at American Family Field. Red Sox lead the Brewers 5-4. 0-1 delivery. Swing and a line drive almost takes off Seminaris' head. Back up the middle, Valerio grabs it, fires to first. And Whitefield's retired for the second out. Elsewhere around the Brewers system, bottom of the sixth inning, sounds up 1-0 on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Doubleheader already done between the Carolina Mudcats and the Down East Wood Ducks. Carolina wins both, now 8-6 on the year, 3-2 in game one, 4-3 in game two. And a final from Quad Cities, River Bandits win it 9-2. Pitch misses up high. Now goes to 1-0 and Bryce Teodosio. Timber Rattlers fall to 7-8 on the season. 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. Count evens up, 1-1. Here, 3-1 Rackett City, bottom of the fourth inning. A little bit of a later start. Not the traditional 1 o'clock start. 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. A 2:35 start here on a Sunday afternoon. Count it 1-2 with 2 outs. Pitch from Seminaris. Called strike 3 right on the inside corner. That ends the inning. Fifth strikeout of the day from Seminaris. Third straight strikeout is recorded with a looking strikeout. Retired 7 in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. The end of the fifth. Rackett City. That's it 3-1. After this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
For the fifth inning. Shuckers trail it by a 3-1 score against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Series finale between these two teams. First pitch from the righty, Mason Erlas, bunted foul. Off Felix Valerio's bat. Count goes 2-1. Valerio leads things off for the Shuckers. 0-1 today. Grinding out to third back in the second inning. Erlas really settled down. He's wild in the first inning. Walked three and walked home a run. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a line drive in a right field for a base hit. Valerio rounds first. Martinez picks it up and fires it back in. Valerio gets his first hit of the series. Brings up the top of the order. It was just the second hit for the Shuckers since Zamora walked with the bases loaded with two outs in the first inning. Just the second base runner the Shuckers have had. Collins up. Digs in from the left side. First pitch. Swing and tips it foul on the Caro's glove. Camp goes 2-1. Collins is 0-2 today. Hard liner right at the shortstop Kyron Paris last time he was up. Valerio off first. Roll it comes set. Deep breath. Now delivers. Fastball misses low. Count evens up, 1-1. Erlas fires. Swing and a miss. Chase the fastball up and away out of the zone. Count goes 2-2. Digs back in. Valerio creeps off first. Erlas fires. Up and away. Count evens up 2-2. And set. Check back to first. Valerio reaches back to the bag. Three-one Trash Pandas here in the fifth. Pitch up. Collins takes up and away. The count goes full. It's the final game between these two teams at Toyota Field this year. The way it works, you play just one series home and away against teams in the North Division. 3-2 pitch. Misses away. Ball four. Now 2-1 with nobody out for Jackson Churio. Rocket City and the Shuckers will meet back at MGM Park for a six-game set. About 3 weeks or so. Then the two teams will play for the first three games out of the All-Star break at MGM Park to finish up 15 games against each other this year. Most the Shuckers play against any team in the North Division. Play everyone else just 12 times. First pitch to the righty, Churio. Rolls it on the ground, right to short. Harris grabs it, no play to make it second, fires to first. Good job by Collins. Speedy to make sure there was no double play. Churio grounds out. Now runners at second and third with one out for Tyler Black. Black right now represents the tying run. Check that. Black represents the go-ahead run. Collins at second represents the tying run. Shuckers trail it 3-1, top of the fifth inning. Valerio off third, Collins off second. The pitch from Erla. Fastball, called strike one. Black's 0-1 today with a walk. Flew out to deep center last time he was up in the third inning. Erla fires. Black swings and hammers it foul. Behind home plate out of play. And the count goes 0-2. Black uses his one timeout, steps back in. Now Erla steps off. First base umpire Macon Hammond talks with Mason Erla. Question about the pitch clock. Everyone's set to go though. Erla steps back on the hill. Very back of the left-handed box. Now the home plate umpire, Joe McCarthy, calls time. Back and ready to go. Count it, no balls and two strikes with one out. Two runners on. Now Erla steps off. His first disengagement. Erla back on the rubber, sets, fires home. Black takes up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Collins at second, Valerio at third. Collins has a ton of speed. Stole 30 bases last year with the Hartford Yardcoats in AA. So anything to the outfield pretty much guarantees him home. The pitch, Black takes low and away. Count evens up 2-2. A big situation right now for the Shuckers. Down by two runs, but their best opportunity to tie things up right here. Pitch to Black. Swing and hammers this one. Deep to right, Martinez goes back and it's gone! Tyler Black, his fourth home run of the year, and the Shuckers lead it 4-3. Touches home, gets a high five from Valerio, high five from Warren, high five from Collins, and trots on back with his fourth home run of the year. Drives in three. He's now up to 11 driven in. And Ethan Murray's got a towel trying to kind of fan the flames of a guy who's one of the hottest hitters in minor league baseball right now. First pitch home to Warren, misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch, ground ball, right to first. Tucker Flint grabs it, taps the bag. And retires Warren for the second out. Brings up the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. Shuckers lead it 4-3, first pitch. It's a called strike one. Man, Tyler Black, what a start to the year. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss from Sparks. Count goes to 0-2. Erla delivers. Swing and hammers this one deep. But in left center field. Farthest part of the ballpark. Catches it under. That's the catch to finish the inning. In the inning, though, Shuckers get 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and leave nobody on. Tyler Black, a massive 3-run home run, giving the Shuckers a 4-3 lead halfway through this one in the Rocket City. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com. Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the boys of summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Kyren Paris is called strike one. Shuckers lead it 4-3. The pitch from Seminar, swing and a miss from Paris. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Paris is 1-for-2 today with a homer and a strikeout. The pitch misses inside. Count goes to 1-2. Seminaris kicks and fires home. Swing and a miss. That's the 6th strikeout today from Seminaris. First out of the inning brings up the switch to get your Kara. Shuckers lead it 4-3. It's with a 3-run home run from Tyler Black back in the top half of the inning. First pitch to Caro. Misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The pitch home. Misses inside. Count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Seminaris, who's been real good ever since his shaky first 2 innings. The pitch fouled straight back up first base side. Count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. Pitch home. Lifted foul, first base side, out of play. The count goes full. Seminaris gets a new ball. It's walked out by home plate umpire Joe McCarthy. First is Macon Hammond, and at third is Tom O'Neill. Down at 3-2 with one out. Hero steps out of the box for a moment. The pitch from Seminaris. Line drive foul. First base side. Slams off the netting. Count stays full. Nobody up in the Shuckers bullpen. Seminaris just threw his 67th pitch. He's been stretched out to about 80-85 so far this year. He's going to be enjoying the Shuckers giving him the lead right now. 3-2 delivery. Caro lifts it in the air. Right field towards the line. Carlos Rodriguez sprints over. Just drops down foul. We're on to an 8th pitch in the at-bat. Retire his 9th in a row. The pitch home. Curveball misses up high. Ball 4. Caro draws the walk. Reaches base for the 3rd time today. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tucker Flynn. In from the left side. He's 1-2 today. Caro off first. One out. Bottom of the 5th. Shuckers lead it by 1. The pitch. Ground ball. First base side. Warren backhands him with a diving snag. Gets to his knees, but he can't make a play. Would have been a beautiful play, but Caro was a bit too speedy to get out to second, and Seminaris had to go a long way to cover first, and Flint's got some wheels. It's an infield single. But the important part with that play is even though there wasn't an out made, Warren diving and stopping that ball from rolling away is the reason why Caro's on second right now and not at third. Left-handed hitting Orlando Martinez is up. Caro at second, Flint at first. Just one out here in the 5th inning. The pitch home. Fastball misses low. Goes to 1-0. Seminaris sets, now fires, fastball, called strike on the outside corner, count evens up, 1-1. Martinez is 1-2, singled in the first, grounded out in the 3rd, tying run at 2nd, go ahead run at 1st, and a little bit of insurance standing at the plate for Rocket City. The 1-1 pitch, swing and lifts it in the air towards left, Collins ranges over towards the line, makes the catch. Caro and Flint both retreat back. Down 2 outs. Jeremiah Jackson comes up. Jackson's 0-2 today. Seminaris has made a lot of hay back half of this lineup. From Jackson to the bottom of the order, that's 5-9. They're a combined 0-9 with 4 strikeouts and a walk. 2 outs, 2 on. Now time's called. Ball gets away from the kids playing catch on the hill in right field. Could actually be Tyler Black's home run ball. That's where it snuck out. Just over the wall and right. Line drive shot. First pitch on its way to Jackson with 2 on. Seminaris delivers. Fastball misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. The lefty fires. Misses inside. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. Flint at first, Caro at second. Sevenaris, a big deep breath, checks around, fires home. Swing and lifted in the air, foul. First base side out of play. That goes to two balls and one strike. He checks around, fires home. Again, lifted in the air, this time out towards right field in foul territory. Rodriguez on the run, makes a catch. Flips it over the net into a couple of kids, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through five. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Once the Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to a Sunday afternoon at Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama, for the Rocket City Trash Pandas on a wild mid-inning promotion. Shuckers lead it 4-3. What they do here at Toyota Field between the bottom of the fifth and the top of the sixth inning is they'll take a slingshot and shoot t-shirts into the crowd. But this is a tough audience. Someone hit the top, and the fans started raining down booze for like 3 minutes. Freddie Zamora leads it off. First pitch and hammers it out to left. Teodosio hangs under it. Had a lot of speed on it. Fortunately, right at Teodosio. Zamora's retired for the first down. Against the new pitcher, right-handed throwing Jose Soriano, who enters the ballgame. Mason Erla done after five innings. Gives up four hits, four runs, walks four, strikes out two, and throws 82 pitches. Carlos Rodriguez steps in, 0-2 today. First pitch from Soriano, bunt shown, pulls back, called strike one. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Carlos Rodriguez lines a single in the left field. Extends his hit streak to 8 in a row. Welcome you back to Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Shuckers have had a great afternoon. They lead it 4-3. Knocked the starter Mason Erla out of the game. And it now brings up right-handed hitting Wes Clark. Shuckers first base coach Christian Correa has to run all the way back to the dugout. He forgot his skull cap to coach first. So he sprinted over with all of Rodriguez's gear, gets the skull cap from the dugout, and runs on back. Jackson Churio's loving it. He has a massive smile on his face in the dugout as Correa puts in a good sprint back to the dugout, and it brings up the righty Wes Clark. Carlos Rodriguez on first. Pitch from Soriano. Swing and a miss at a curveball. Count goes 0-1. It was not 2023, maybe about 30 years ago before helmets were a thing. I guess 60 years ago before helmets were a thing. Pitch to Clark, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. It would be much less of an issue than if it's 2023 and you forget your skull cap. That's not something you can really do. Correa is now all protected and good to go. 0-2 delivery to Clark. Curveball up high. Count goes to 1-2. Soriano today makes his sixth appearance on the year. He's allowed 6 runs, 3 of them earned in 7 innings, 4 walks, 12 strikeouts. Pitch to Clark. Swing and a ground ball. One hops Paris. Flips the second for one on the first double play. And that ends the inning. 13th double play of the year for the Trash Pandas. Checkers get no runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through 5.5. Shuckers 4, Trash Pandas 3. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
From Toyota Field in Madison, Alabama. Vic Lake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Adam Seminaris done after 5 good innings of work. He can win it, can't lose it. 6 strikeouts, 2 walks, gives up 3 runs. Gives way to the righty Ryan Middendorf. He throws his first pitch to Kevin Maiton. He fouls it off. Good still in 1. Maiton is switch hitter in from the left side. Middendorf enters today. Allowed 4 runs in 4 innings, no walks, and 7 strikeouts. The pitch home. Misses low. And evens up. 1-1. Middendorf made his last appearance on Wednesday. Went an inning and a third scoreless. Gave up 1 hit. The 1-1 delivery. Sidewinds it in and misses inside. Count goes to 2-1. Middendorf's kryptonite this year has been left-handed batters. They're 7-for-12 against him. That's kind of why he's into the ballgame right now. 2-1 delivery. Swing and a ground ball right side of the infield. Valerio, the second baseman, grabs it, fires to first. Maiton's retired for the first out. But this is a lineup that is very right-handed. Gomez, Whitefield, and Teodosio, the next 3 guys up in the bottom of the order, all bat from the right side. Only Flint and Martinez, the 3-4 guys in the order, are truly lefties. Caro and Maiton, both switch hitters. The pitch home. Slider called strike one. Gomez 0 for 2 today. Missed a home run by about 3 feet back in the fourth inning. Randy Middendorf fires home. Fastball called strike at the knees. The count goes to 0-2. He hit it to the very base of the wall in left. That's right where Isaac Collins stood to grab it. Middendorf kicks and fires home. Swing and a miss. Changeup that flutters in at 78 miles an hour. Gomez retired for the second out. Brings up the righty Whitefield. Well, this is the bullpen, man. Pitching coach Will Shearholtz is really high on during our pregame interview with him today. Talked a lot about how much it's easy for him to have so much trust in the bullpen. First pitch to the righty Whitefield. Check swing, strike one. It's a bullpen that yesterday didn't allow a hit. Check that, didn't allow a run. They allowed 5 hits over 5 innings and struck out 11. The 0-1 delivery misses away. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers lead it 4-3, bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody on with 2 outs. Shuckers with a win today would win the series. 1-1 delivery. Changeup misses up high. Count goes to 2-1. Middendorf, a guy in the hill who in his first full season with the Brewers organization. 2-1 delivery. Fastball called strike two. Was signed back last June by the Brewers from the Schaumburg Boomers of the Frontier League. Former product of Lake Erie College, Division II school. 2-2 delivery. Fastball called strike three. What an inning from Middendorf, his best of the year. Strikes out the side. And does it on just 12 pitches. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through six. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Let's see, Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hi, this is TJ Shook, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Valerio's goal from the ground at second. Jose Gomez grabs and fires the first. A fast and furious start here to the top of the seventh inning. Brings up the top of the order now with one out. Welcome back to Toyota Field. Final game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Shuckers have won 3 of the first 5. Trying to get their first six-game series win with a win this afternoon. We're on course for it now, up 4-3 in the top of the seventh inning. Switch hitter Isaac Collins up, first pitch, misses inside. He steps in the left-handed batter's box. Jose Soriano on the hill in his second inning of work. 1-0 delivery. Collins rolls it on the ground. Again to second. Gomez grabs it, fires to first. Collins retired for the second out. Nobody is up in the Shuckers' bullpen. You have to think Middendorf probably also gets the seventh inning. We talked about it. His lefty-righty splits really skew heavily towards his success against right-handed bats. And in the inning, it'll be righty-righty, and then Kara's a switch hitter. He'll come up from the left side. Jackson Chorio up. Pitch from Soriano's. Bounce on the ground. Right side of the infield. Gomez again grabs it. And it's three straight. 4-3 ground outs in the seventh inning. That's certainly one way to dock yourself an inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through 6.5. Shuckers lead it 4-3 over Rocket City. Back after this. Roxy Shuckers, Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Join the Shuckers for Shuck Cancer Night on Saturday, April 29th at 6:05 with specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game to benefit the American Cancer Society and raise funds in the battle against cancer. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Second inning of work, faces the righty Bryce Teodosio. His first pitch, bunt shown, fouled off. Now goes down 1-1. Middendorf is perfect in the sixth. Struck out the last two batters he faced. One swinging, one looking. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Trying to take four out of six in this six-game set. Middendorf fires. Misses inside. Count evens up 1-1. The right-hander fires up high and inside. Count goes to 2-1. Middendorf's got quite the wild journey in his career already for a guy that is 25 years old but has only been pitching professionally. This is his third year here in 2023. Pitched a year and a half in the Frontier League. Two-one delivery. Swing and rounds it foul. Third base side back towards the Shuckers dugout. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Was drafted 7th overall by the Boomers in the 2021 Frontier League draft. A few days after league-wide professional tryouts. 2-2 delivery. Slider, swing and a miss. Third strikeout in a row for Middendorf. Teodosio strikes out for the third time today. Ben Middendorf had an incredible 2021 through 117 innings with the Boomers, became one of three Boomers in franchise history to record at least 10 wins in a season. First pitch to Kyren Harris at the top of the order is a changeup in for strike one. Ben was terrific in 2022 before being signed by the Brewers. The 0-1 pitch, slider, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. And by terrific, he struck out 40 batters in 5 starts and then got signed by the Brewers. Made his way up through the system last year. Harris calls time and steps out. Now steps back in. No balls and 2 strikes. The pitch home. Slider. Numb. First base side foul. Just got it off the end of the bat. Stays 0-2. Harris steps back in. 1-for-3 today. Home run and 2 strikeouts. Righty Middendorf kicks and fires. Slider just misses off the outside corner. That goes to 1-2. The pitch home. Swing and a ground ball right to short. Zamora grabs it, takes a step, fires to first. Harris is retired. Good second out. Brings up the switch, hitting Edgar Caro. Checkers have Darryl Thompson up in the pen. Caro in from the left side. First pitch to him. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Checkers lead it 4-3. Bottom of the 7th inning. Middendorf's former Frontier League teammate, Thompson, up in the pen. 1-0 delivery. Fastball, called a strike. Count evens up 1-1. Middendorf and Thompson were teammates with the Boomers back in 2021 and 2022. Well, the Boomers win the Frontier League title. 1-1 pitch. Misses inside. Goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Fell short last year. Made it to the championship series in an attempt to win back-to-back titles. 2-1 delivery. Slider hit back up the middle. Some more of the shortstop backhands. It takes a step, fires to first. And it's 6 up, 6 down from Middendorf. What a great appearance. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Shuckers pitching has retired 8 straight Rocket City batters as we head to the top of the 8th inning. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
We just had a dance-off between innings, and it was a thrashing. There was a guy in a Rocket City Trash Pandas jersey who came out and did a full routine. There was cartwheels. There were just short of backflips. First pitch to Tyler Black, misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. That was an impressive performance. If I tried to replicate that, I'd probably be in a hospital bed with about 74 pulled muscles. Pitch to Black's foul back, and the count evens up 1-1. Checkers lead at 4-3 in a Sunday afternoon. Four runs on five hits with no errors. Three runs on six hits without an error for Rocket City. Jose Soriano continues on. The pitch to Black, swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. It's been a good Sunday for the Shuckers offense, and it's been a good day for the dude who's stepping it in at the plate, rocking the number six jersey. Black's 1-for-2 with a three-run homer and a walk. 1-2 delivery. Up high, way wide. It's all the way to the screen on a fly. Count evens up 2-2. Black's now up to a team-leading 4 home runs this year. And he's driven in 11. That's tied for the best mark in the Southern League. The 2-2 pitch. Black takes inside, and it hits him. Need to check with third base umpire Tom O'Neill to make sure that he didn't go around when he got hit. Takes it off the back foot. Black reaches base for the third time today. Brings up Xavier Warren. Warren's 1-for-3 today. Single, strikeout, and a ground out to first. Shuckers have a man on to lead off the inning for the first time since the fifth. That's when Black hit his 3-run homer. Warren in from the left side. First pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Couple hops to short. Harris takes it to second himself. Fires the first a bit wide. The tag not in time. Flint went to tag him. Warren's bag not only hit the bag first, it looked like Flint might have missed him. It's a fielder's choice for Warren. Blacks wiped off the base paths. With one out, brings up the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. Darryl Thompson, the lefty, continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. First pitch to the righty Sparks. Backs him up off the inside corner. Goes to 1-0. The Shuckers used Abner Uribe yesterday, which means he's likely not available today. Same with Harold Chirino. 1-0 delivery. Misses low. Count goes to 2-2. Shuckers have only had 3 save opportunities, and Uribe is the one who's notched both of the converted ones. Nobody else has finished a game for the Shuckers. 2-0 delivery. It's a curveball. It's called a strike. As far as games when the Shuckers win and the bullpen's finishing it off, it's been a lot of Abner Uribe and a lot of Harold Chirino. 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss from Sparks. Curveball down low. Helmet almost falls off. Count evens up 2-2. Warren off first. A swing and a miss for strike three. Two outs now. Brings up the right-handed hitting Freddy Zamora. Warren at first. 4-3 Shuckers. Top of the eighth inning. Pitch from Soriano. Fastball. Called strike 1-97. Sun's starting to peek out. Stadium lights are on, but the sun's just starting to peek its way through the clouds. Right-hander fires. Fastball. Called strike right at the knees. Goes to 0-2. No balls. 2 strikes. 2 outs. Top of the eighth inning. Soriano set, checks back to first, Warren dives back in. Soriano sets, now fires Warren off the second, curveball misses away, but throw to second, a good one, Warren slides around the tag. But Gomez just slaps it on him before he can touch the bag. That's Spielman ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Through 7.5. Shuckers lead it 4-3, and Dylan Thompson in the game when we return. Biloxi Shuckers.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell membership plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Reach into the bullpen, bring out a guy who's been one of the stars of the bullpen this year. It's the left-hander Darryl Thompson who comes in. Shuckers lead it 4-3, bottom of the eighth inning. Left-handed hitting Tucker Flint leading things off. Jamie Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. First pitch is fouled back. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Middendorf done after two perfect innings. Six up, six down with three strikeouts. Thompson comes in to make his fifth appearance. He's been a star. Nine strikeouts, hasn't allowed a run. The pitch, wave and a miss on a slider. Count goes to 0-2. 6 1/3, scoreless innings, two walks, nine strikeouts. He's allowed all of one hit this year. Ben Joyce on the Rocket City side of things getting warm in the bullpen. Deep breath from Thompson. Now the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. The 10th strikeout of the game for Shuckers pitching. The 10th of the season for Thompson. And Flint's retired for the first out. Strikeout for the Shuckers today extends a streak that's seen them strike out at least 10 in seven straight games, dating back to last Sunday against Pensacola. First pitch to the lefty, Orlando Martinez, is hammered foul. Third base side out of play. And it goes 0-1. The 0-1 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Goes 0-2. Martinez is 1-for-3 today. Thompson's reached up to 93 miles an hour on the gun. Comes set from the left side. Now the pitch. Fastball misses away at 94. Goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Slider. Wave and a miss. Make it back-to-back strikeouts for Thompson. Two outs now and brings up the right-handed hitting Jeremiah Jackson. Gives us a chance to open up the Iowa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The M Braves take the series finale against Montgomery. 3-2 final. M Braves at 5-10 on the year. They'll be at MGM Park on Tuesday to open up the six-game set. First pitch to Jackson's fouled back. It goes 0-1. Top of the first inning. It's 7-0 Birmingham. That's a score. 7 runs on 3 hits and 1 out in the top of the first inning, and they're still loaded for Birmingham. My word, what a start. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball called strike. Count goes 0-2. Final from Smoky Stadium. Tennessee 9, Chattanooga 5. Both teams sit at 8-7 on the season. No balls and 2 strikes the count. 2 outs, no 1 on. The pitch lifted high in the air. Right side of the infield. Warren converges with Valerio. Valerio calls him off and makes a spiraling catch. 10 Mianic standing his feet. Good job to make the grab. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 11 straight retired by Shuckers pitching. And we head to the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Trash Pandas. First pitch, the curveball. Called strike one to the right-handed hitting Freddie Zamora. Jose Soriano done after 3 scoreless innings. Gave up 1 hit, struck out 1. Pitch from Joyce, another curveball. Called strike 2 on the outside corner. Zamora 0-2 today with a walk. Joyce kicks and fires home. Curveball, lifts it in the air, foul. First base side out of play. Joyce this year, 6 walks and 5 strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings. Allowed 5 runs, just 1 of them earned. He makes his 5th appearance of the year. The 0-2 pitch, fastball. Called strike 3 at 101 miles an hour. Zamora down looking. First out of the inning, brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Shuckers lead it 4-3. Took the lead on a 3-run homer in the 5th inning from Tyler Black. First pitch to Rodriguez. Takes inside. Count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez 1-for-3 today. Single last time up. 1-0 delivery. Curveball misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. That single last time up extended his hit streak to now 8 straight. Longest active hit streak by a Shucker. 2-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. Joyce tried to pound it in the zone, and Rodriguez took a healthy cut. That one at 101 miles an hour. The 2-1 pitch. Backs him up off the inside corner. Goes to 3-1. That's the big thing here with Joyce. He's got a ton of speed. Sometimes the control just isn't there. 3-1 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner at 99. Count goes forward, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shuckers lead it 4-3 in the top of the ninth. The pitch, Rodriguez spirals it foul. Smacks it hard off the wall with the sweet level on the second deck, and the count stays full. On to a 7th pitch in the at-bat, Joyce delivers it home. Rodriguez takes inside. Spirals out of the box. Helmet comes off. Now takes off all his protective gear. Takes off the batting gloves. Gets his helmet back from home plate umpire Joe McCarthy and walks on down to first. And also nabbed Edgar Caro. He's taken a moment to collect himself. And it did not hit Rodriguez. It goes as a walk. As we jumped out of the way, Caro got nabbed with it after it had passed by Rodriguez. Joyce made his last appearance on Thursday. Got the save in an inning of work with a walk. Didn't strike anyone out. Went walk, fielder's choice, fly out, and ground out. Walks down and makes sure Caro's okay. Gets a new ball from the umpire. Walks back to the hill. Comes up the right-handed hitting Wes Clark. He's 0 for 3 today. Rodriguez on first. One out, top of the ninth inning. Shuckers lead it, 4-3. The pitch, swing and a miss. Third ball, that goes down and one. DJ Shook right now grabs a ball and just gets up on the bullpen hill for the Shuckers. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses away and gets by Caro. Rodriguez off to second. Now a runner in scoring position. Shuckers would love a little bit of insurance here. The pitch from Joyce. Change up. Called strike inside corner. That goes to 1-2. Shook right now warming up in the bullpen. He has never had a save opportunity in his professional career. 1-2 delivery. Misses low and away. Count evens up 2-2. The last time Shook earned a save, remember, he's been a starter throughout most of his career with the Brewers organization. This year was moved in for a relief role. Last time he saved the game was back in 2020 in college with South Carolina. He was reliever there for 3 years. The pitch. Clark takes a curveball inside corner. Ball strike three. Two outs brings up the right of Felix Valerio. Shook on the hill. It's like he's got the bottom of the ninth inning and a chance for his first career save. First pitch to the righty Valerio with two outs. Misses away. Now goes to 1-0. Shuckers cling to a 4-3 lead. Pitch well today. Offense has given him enough runs. The pitch, swing and a miss from Larry. Count evens up 1-1. Right-handed bats 1-for-1 today. 1-for-3 in the series. 1-1 count on him. He's 1-for-3 today with a single and two ground outs. 1-1 delivery. Inside, it hits him right on the head. That one at 100 miles an hour. The umpire, Joe McCarthy, pointed something to the bat. That got him in the head. The entire training staff's out. Hitting coach Chuck Caulfield, manager Mike Guerrero. That one hit him at 100 miles an hour. And they're checking out his hands and his head. Isaac Collins is swinging the bat right next to the batter's box. He steps in. The ruling is he's hit by the pitch. Ben Joyce popped off the mound, grabbed it, ran to first and touched the bag because it looked like an initial ruling might have been it hit off the bat and hit out to foul fair territory, and someone's been tossed. First base umpire Macon Hammond has tossed someone from the dugout. And the manager, Andy Schatzley, is at the top step ready to come out and talk to him and now retreats back. It wasn't Schatzler who got tossed, but that's the second Trash Pandas coaching staff member that's been tossed out this series by Hammett. It was somebody wearing a black jacket. Not quite sure who it is, but they've collected their stuff. It was a member of the coaching staff. It wasn't Schatzley, and it wasn't first base coach Dan Billardero. So now runners on first and second with two outs. First pitch, the switch in, and Collins goes right by Caro, deflects back to the mound. Joyce throws it to third, and Rodriguez is safe. He threw it so hard. It was 101 off the concrete base behind home plate, deflected up in the air back at him, and everybody moves up to second and third. And we thought we could escape a non-weird inning today. Not going to happen. It's been a weird night. 1-0, the pitch to Collins. Up and away. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. 2 wild pitches for Joyce. He's been uncharacteristically wild here in the ninth. 2-0 delivery. Collins takes away. Count goes to 3-0. Someone's been tossed from the Rocket City Trash Pandas dugout, and it was pitching coach Michael Wirtz. We just got word. The pitch up and away, and it's a 4-pitch walk. So pitching coach Michael Wirtz has been ejected from the game. And that loads the bases. Now brings out the manager, Andy Schatzley, who now serves as the de facto pitching coach with Wirtz no longer in the ballgame. Bases are loaded now for Jack Centurio. This one's starting to shape up a lot like the seventh inning yesterday, where the Shuckers scored 4 runs in the seventh inning. That was a doubleheader, so the seventh inning was the last inning of the game. They scored 4 runs without a hit. They were walked 6 times, hit once. Went home 4 in an 8-0 win. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Rodriguez at third, Valerio at second, Collins at first. First pitch to Churio, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. One of the most anticipated matchups of this series, Churio and Joyce. We get it in the ninth inning of game 6. 1-0 delivery. Churio swings and rockets it down the left field line. It shoots in the corner, and the Shuckers have some more. Rodriguez scores. Valerio scores. The relay comes in. The Parisi bobbles it, and in comes Collins. It's a 3-RBI bases-clearing double from Jackson Churio, and the Shuckers have ripped this one wide open. It's 7-3. What a way to cap off a series from Churio. Went 4-for-8 with 2 driven in yesterday, and today has a big ninth inning double. He's driven in 3. Now the pitch to Black. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 0-1. He rocketed that down the left field line. Pitch from Joyce. Whack, takes up high. Count evens up, 1 ball and 1 strike. Churio's now up to 14 driven in on the year. Depending on how everything shakes out today, that might very well lead the Southern League. Pitch is up and away. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch out. Whack, fouls it back. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Black calls time and steps out. Shuckers lead it 7-3. No longer a safe situation. They've scored 27 runs in the final 3 games of this series. Churio off the pitch. Just fouled off. We'll do it again. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch, Black takes away, and the count goes full. Much to the dismay of the Toyota Field crowd here on a Sunday afternoon. The pitch home. Black swings and hits this one high in the air, left field towards the line. Tito Ocio, the left fielder, comes on and makes the catch to end the inning. But not before the top prospect in baseball did the top prospect in baseball thing. Came up with the bases loaded and ripped a three-run double down the left field line. Three runs off one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Bottom of the ninth inning, Darryl Thompson back out on the hill. Shuckers lead it 7-3. Back after this, the Luxie Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
Away from a series win. Darryl Thompson on the hill. First pitch to Kevin. Mike Tons ripped it in the air. Out to right. Carlos Rodriguez under it. Makes the catch for the out. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's been quite a fun last 24 hours here in Madison, Alabama for the Biloxi Shuckers. Doubleheader sweep yesterday. The outscore of the Trash Pandas is 20-4. And Jackson Churio rips a 3-RBI double in the ninth inning off Ben Joyce to make it 7-3 today. First pitch to the righty Gomez. Fastball called strike one. The pitch misses away. Count evens up, one ball, one strike. Thompson, deep breath, kicks and fires home. Foul back. Goes to 1-2. Gomez 0-3 today with the strikeout. Thompson delivers home. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout. The pitching staff dominant this afternoon. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers lead it by four, and Aaron Whitefield comes up to the plate. Thompson, a deep breath, delivers home. Misses inside, count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 7-3 in the series finale. Chance to win their first series six-game set of the year. 1-0 delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. The Trash Pandas were one of the most dominant teams in the Southern League a year ago. Came into this series rolling. Shackers have put an end to that. 2-0 delivery. Fastball on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Shackers with the win would improve to 9-6. One game behind Montgomery for the South Division lead. 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Darryl Thompson, one pitch away, giving the Shuckers their 9th win of the year. His 2-2 pitch. Fastball just off the inside corner, and the count goes 4. Shuckers pitching has struck out 12 this afternoon. They've struck out 78 here in this 6-game series. Thompson would love to get to 79. The pitch. Slider. Got him! Darryl Thompson, a big, big, big high five to Wes Clark behind the plate. The Shuckers walk into Rocket City and take 4 of 6, including 3 dominant wins to end the series. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base in the 9th inning, and the Biloxi Shuckers. How do you like that? Walk into Rocket City. They retire each and every one of the last 14 batters in the game and win it by a final score of 7-3. Shuckers get 7 runs on 6 hits with no errors. For Rocket City, 3 runs on 6 hits with no errors. 7 R's gets the win, improves to 1-2. Earl of the loss falls to 1-1, while Darryl Thompson picks up his first save of the season. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show and get you set for a homestand that starts on Tuesday as the Shuckers take on the Mississippi Braves for a 6-game set. That comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEV Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. Blake with you on a Sunday afternoon. Before we get things going, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. The Shuckers win it 7-3. They've won three in a row and improved to 9-6 on the year. They take down the Rocket City Trash Pandas, who fall to 8-7. Shuckers take the final three games of this series and take the six-game set 4-2 over the Trash Pandas. Time to wrap everything up and get you one last look at the Ola Parks and Resorts scoreboard update before we say goodbye on a Sunday afternoon. Shuckers win it by a 7-3 final. Let's get you with the scoring summary. Shuckers get one run in the first off an RBI walk from Freddie Zamora. Drives in his 11th of the year, which at the time tied Jackson Churio for the team lead. Then Rocket City would get up early off starter Adam Seminaris. Scored two runs on four hits in the first inning. Kyron Paris, a solo shot, the first pitch of the ballgame from Seminaris. Then an RBI ground out for Jeremiah Jackson, scored Edgar Caro to make it 2-1 Rocket City. And add another one in the second. Edgar Caro, an RBI single, and it was 3-1 Rocket City after two. Shuckers from there score six unanswered. Seminaris settled down in a big way over his next three innings on the mound. He allowed just two base runners and one hit. That came with one out in the fifth inning. He gets the win. Improves to 1-2 on the season. For the Shuckers, Tyler Black, who continues just a marvelous start to the year, smashes his fourth home run of the year in the fifth inning with the Shuckers a 4-3 lead. Does it with the moonshot. Line drive shot off the bat. Pretty hot off the bat out to right field. His fourth home run of the year. He then would tie Churio and Freddie Zamora for the team high with 11 runs batted in on the year. Shuckers' bullpen became dominant. Ryan Middendorf, two perfect innings, strikes out three. Darryl Thompson, a clean eighth inning with two strikeouts, and then in the top of the ninth inning, Ben Joyce came in, was all over the place, struck out a batter, walked a batter, struck out a batter, then hit Felix Valerio and a couple wild pitches, loading him up after an Isaac Collins walk for Jackson Churio. It was Ben Joyce who throws up to 104 miles an hour against the top prospect in baseball. Churio turned on a 101-mile-an-hour fastball, lined it down the left field line, run in three, paved the way for a 7-3 Shuckers win over the Trash Pandas. Seminaris the win, moves to 1-2. Starter Mason Erla the loss, falls to 1-1, while Darryl Thompson picks up his first save of the season. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of 5,148 here on a Sunday afternoon at Toyota Field. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard update brought to you by Ola Parks and Resort. Get you set up for the Shuckers heading back home to take on the M Braves starting on Tuesday. That comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers postgame show.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
We'll be right back.
Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers beat each of the final three games against the Rocket City Trash Pandas and improved to 9-6 on the year. They enter a six-game home set against the Mississippi Braves, just one game behind the Montgomery Biscuits for the best record in the South Division of the Southern League. Final score today, 7-3. Jacob Blake back with you. It's time for one last look at the Viewa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Wild one early on in Pensacola. Birmingham leads it 7-3 thanks to seven runs in the first inning, middle of the third inning with Pensacola at the plate. Everything else around the league has gone final. Tennessee takes down Chattanooga 9-5. Tennessee and Chattanooga both at 8-7 on the season, while Montgomery falls to the M-Braves in the series finale by a 3-2 final. Montgomery at 10-5. The M-Braves at 5-10. Now it's time to take a look around the farm report. Start off at the big league level. Tough eighth inning for the Brewers. They fall 12-5 to the Boston Red Sox. Brewers, though, still doing well in the season, 15-7. As you look down at the farm in AAA, Jacksonville wins the series finale against Nashville 3-2. Jacksonville now 10-9. Nashville at 10-10. Final from Quad Cities. River Bandits win it 9-2 over the Timber Rattlers. Timber Rattlers fall to 7-8 on the year. Doubleheader sweep for the Carolina Mudcats this afternoon. They take down Down East in game 1-3-2 and then beat the Wood Ducks in game 2 by a 4-3 final. Carolina improves to 8-6 on the season. Shuckers return home. Nice little bus ride tonight back home to Biloxi, and then the Shuckers will take on the M-Braves in a six-game set starting on Tuesday. 6:05 first pitch. That's because Wednesday's game, an early Education Day game, an 11:05 start on Wednesday. Tuesday at 6:05 with Tobias Myers. He's been a gem so far this year. Returns to the Hill for his fourth start of the year, 2-0 with a 2.81 ERA. Alan Rangel will go for the M-Braves. Shuckers win this one by a 9-6. Then improved to 9-6. They win it 7-3 over the Trash Pandas. Trash Pandas fall to 8-7. 6:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Join us at 5:50 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We'll have all the action for you throughout the week as the Shuckers back home for a week full of fun, giveaways, ticket packages, much, much more. Make sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Get your tickets today and get in on the fun. See you at the ballpark, but for now, Shuckers are riding high. Three straight wins. They improved to 9-6 on the year. Trash Pandas fall to 8-7. Shuckers, 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Trash Pandas. 3 runs, 6 hits, and no errors. Shuckers improved to 9-6 on the year. Trash Pandas fall to 8-7. We'll talk to you Tuesday at 5:50 with pregame or first pitch at 6:05 for game 1 of a 6-game homestand. Until then, thanks much for joining us throughout the week and throughout the weekend. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great night. Have a great one.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.